So in summertime, my dad have to move to other place for a fish camp. And we got igloo house already right there. My dad built it. So we stay there and we move from there for winter to other place where they can hunt some seal.
Stai gute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we step back in time with Alaska Native Elder Carrie Herman as she shares what it was like to grow up on Nunavik Island, where she was born and raised, and where she learned about God.
My name is Carrie Herman. I'm Chupik. I'm from real Eskimo. I born in Nunavik Island in 1929. I got 11 kids. We got 11 kids. Grandkids more than 20, and great grandkids pretty close to 20. I born in south side of Nunavik Island, where there's no white peoples, no stores. We live in igloo house. And when they gonna cook, my family, they open the window up there, the one covered with the seal guts. That means that's their window. They open it and cooking some food for us. When I growing up, when I was 9 years old, I start learning how to make a weave basket and other things to sew. When I grew up, I always go with my sisters. I used to have 5 sisters and 3 brothers, but they're all passed away. I got no more sister and brothers, but God always with me all the time. Yeah, He always with me. And when I able to doing myself, I fishing, berry picking, and we don't have no running water, so we have to hauling some water too for the buckets, just walking where we can get. Yeah, they used to have special water where they can get the fixed one already themselves in Native. The early days. Yeah. I used to helping my parents when they fishing and cutting some seal and hanging for dry fish or seal meat for winter. And we don't have no blankets like this, no couch, no chairs. Just stay in igloo house. And our mattress is grass and blankets, whatever. And when we gonna go to bed, they got braided grass to put down to by their entryway on inside. So that way we grow up in sod house, igloo house, mud house. In summertime, my dad have to move to other place for a fish camp. And we got igloo house already right there. My dad built it. So we stay there and we move from there for winter to other place where they can hunt some seal. They got sled and put 2 dogs on the side. That means that's their dog, sled dogs. Yeah, we grew up like that. and my sisters and my brothers help us to do like that. But one time, one guy get us from Southside to bring us to Nass Harbor where their school is, and my dad's brother lived there, so we moved there. And I school little bit there, I don't know, maybe year or less. And then teachers left. I didn't school much, but I pick out some words. So that's why I can talk a little bit like English languages. When we was living in Nass Harbor, the one it called Nass Harbor, here's pastor came, and when we came to Nass Harbor, they already know God, but us, we didn't know, because there's no white peoples, no pastors down there where we living, where we grew up other side of the island. And one time in winter time, Jacob Kinnick came, and later on, I don't know how I was old, maybe pretty close to 8 years or so. While we were living in Nass Harbor, I heard that pastor's wife passed away. And they get my sister, oldest sister, and he married her, our oldest sister. And I stayed with them too. So I grew up when I was not that old in Christian home. When we baptized that, pastor told us, you have to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. I was growing with my sister, with the pastor's husband. I accepted that time after I baptized, but I didn't really understand right away because there's no pastoring right there while we living. But native used to do themselves, you know, when you hear something in first place, you don't trust it right away. But later on, when you understanding by slowly, you get into it, because Jesus died for us. He paid the cost for us already to accept him in our hearts. He paid our sins. He died for us. He bled on the cross for us. No eat, no clothes, no nothing, no water. He wanna... In the Bible says, I didn't come to good peoples, but I come to sinners to open the way to heaven.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all. A healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory.
Jesus is my Savior because He died for me and I accept Him when He wants me to accept Him, and He's my rock and my salvation. Isaiah 41:10 said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So God comfort us with that verse to be faithful.
There's something special about listening to elders speak about the way things used to be. There's so much we can learn from them, not only about the past, but about how to prepare for what lies ahead. Today we heard that Jesus opened the way to heaven through His death on the cross. We all have a past, and our wrongdoing leaves us condemned before God. But that doesn't have to be our future. God tells us in the Bible, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He also says he who believes in the Son, that's Jesus Christ, has eternal life, and he who does not believe the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. My friend, we can't change our past, but God can change our future if we'll turn to Him and put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you would like to know more, let me encourage you to visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also online at facebook.com/withoutreservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.